Well, let's turn now to immigration. Not discussed in last night's Democratic debate, but it has been a core issue in the Republican primary thus far, with, of course, Donald Trump saying he'll build a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border and make Mexico pay for it. But new data show that Mexico is already playing a growing role in stopping the flow of undocumented migrants from Central America. Last year, Mexico deported more undocumented immigrants from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador than did the United States. Victoria Rietig is a policy analyst at the Migration Policy Institute, and she joins us now with more. And first of all, Victoria, let's get some context here. I mean, how many Mexicans and Central Americans are crossing illegally into the United States over the Mexican border right now?
Illegal immigration to the United States is actually at a 40-year low. So there are a lot fewer Mexicans and Central Americans crossing into the United States illegally than in prior years. In fiscal year 2015, for instance, about 337,000 people tried to cross the border without documentation. And that is literally the lowest number since 1971.
Really? Because, I mean, there have been those dramatic influxes of migrants, of unaccompanied minors from Central America that there's been so much attention paid to in recent years.
Yes, absolutely. And that is, in fact, the interesting story about the regional migration dynamics right now, because they are at a historic shift. And that we've seen that for the longest time, the United States apprehended and deported more Central American citizens than Mexico. But this dynamic has actually changed now between 2014, when we had the big peak, and now 2015. We now see that the United States, in fact, apprehends fewer Central American citizens than Mexico does. So we really see a dynamic that we call the squeezing of the balloon. So migrants that in prior years would have made it to the U.S.-Mexico border are now apprehended already in Mexico because Mexico is making a greater effort to stop them.
Okay, so tell us more about that. What are the efforts that Mexico is making?
The principal effort regarding enforcement that Mexico has been implementing in the last few years is the so-called Southern Border Program. Now, what is that? It's a large-scale enforcement program that was launched in the summer of 2014 by Mexican President Peña Nieto to improve the management of migration flows against or across its southern border. Now, it was launched in part because of political pressures by the United States, but also in part because of national self-interest. Mexico has been developing more and more away from a country of emigration, more and more into a country of transit and, in fact, destination. And because of that, it is in Mexico's national self-interest to review its border policies, and that is what has happened.
So when you say destination, you mean from in terms of a destination for other Central and South American migrants coming to Mexico as their final destination?
Yes, there are more Central Americans now staying in Mexico, but also there's more and more Mexicans returning from the United States to Mexico. In fact, we've known for a while now that there's more Mexicans leaving the United States than coming to the United States.
Given that, how much can or should the U.S. be doing to provide additional money, training, political pressure, other kinds of assistance to Mexico? Because I imagine the better job that the Mexican government's able to do, does that then benefit the United States in terms of its goal of controlling migration over the border?
Well, it's an interesting question you're asking because there's two sides to that enforcement, right? So on the one hand, the Southern Border Program, as I just pointed out regarding the numbers, regarding the actual apprehensions and deportations, can be considered a success. But from a human rights perspective, the Southern Border Program is less of a success because we hear more and more out of migrant organizations from Mexico, but also by United Nations organizations like UNHCR, greater concerns about the protection of this increasing number of migrants that Mexico apprehends. So it's migrant protection in Mexico that really should be a bigger focus of our attention, given this increasing role of Mexico as a migration enforcer.
So can you tell us in a little bit more detail what the U.S.'s involvement is?
Sure. So the U.S.'s involvement in the Southern Border Program is opaque, because funding streams are a bit unclear. So we know that there are collaborations between the United States and Mexico to, for instance, to provide training, to provide equipment, to provide funds. But it is very unclear how much money the U.S. has given Mexico for the specific purpose of the Southern Border Program. There are many actors that are interested in knowing more about this and knowing exactly what the U.S. government's role is in the implementation of the program, but very little information is public.
Well, Victoria Rietig is a policy analyst with the Migration Policy Institute in Washington. Victoria, many thanks.
Thank you very much.